Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Cetera with Erica Flint. And I tell you, we're back. It seems like it's been a while because I did some Cal-only episodes. So it's really, really great to have Erica back. She always comes up with a list of great ideas for us to talk about. And over the next few podcasts, we're going to be talking about money blocks that hypnotists are experiencing. They're causing them to not thrive. That's what we're going to do in this video. But I'll give you a heads up of what's coming up. In the next podcast, we're going to talk about hypnosis to help the perfectionist client. Then, in the next podcast, unless, you know, something fantastic comes up that says, wow, we just got to do something else, this is our plan. Next comes advanced age regression languaging. We're going to talk about the Gestalt approach, and it's not what you're thinking. The Fab Five and some other cool stuff that really, really makes you a very good age regression hypnotist, and then a new way to build your hypnosis practice. Drum roll, I'll tell you when we get there. Okay, good. Let's see here. Let me tell you about Erica Flint. Erica Flint is becoming a force in the world of hypnosis. She is one of the hardest working people I know in our profession. There's some hard workers out there, but I don't think very many surpass Erica. Erica was originally from the world of computer science, doing all that kind of stuff. She's very smart. She's actually started off, one day, I don't know how it happened, she said, I'm tired of all this hardware stuff. I want to work with some BioWare. And that is the human brain, human computer. I want to work with that. And she started looking into hypnosis. She actually took a course local to where she's at in Bellingham, Washington, stoked her fire even more. But it really wasn't enough to get her to be able to move professionally. And so she went on and got the 5-Path DVD set. Then she studied that, she got certified with her optional exam, and things started moving for her. I met her at the NGH convention, saw she had something going on, had her do an interview, and then had her become a co-host. In the meantime, she's gone through the live course, and then she became a teacher. She's absolutely able to teach my 10-day and 7-day courses. Let me do one thing before we move on. Hold on there, Erica, because I'm always mentioning this. I want to hold it up. So this is the course. This is the 5-Path 2.0 DVD course. I rarely ever hold up a book or a set of CDs or DVDs. This, you want to know how to become a 5-Pather? There's two ways. One, distance learning, and the other is simply by taking a live course. And so Erica is fully qualified to teach my courses. And also, I'm going to put a list down there with the information that goes on this webpage. It goes on this website on calbanyan.com, and a link to all of our trainers. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thanks for having me here today. It's fantastic to be here again. I always love coming here and spending this time with you and sharing everything that's going on in my practice and my business with my students and grads and the questions and the things that are showing up with our audience here and helping people help more people with hypnosis. But before we get to our topic today, let me tell everybody about you. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works, the hypnosis that you will use in your office every single day with clients. Not the theoretical stuff, but the real stuff you'll use with clients every single day. He's been in the profession for over 20 years, and he's won nearly every award from the National Guild of Hypnosis of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author, and author of one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings. He's been on television. He's been on radio. He's still teaching. He's trained some of the best hypnotists in the world. And I am just so grateful to be able to be part of this organization and helping everyone here today with better hypnosis techniques that you can use in your practice every day. He is the person that the experts turn to for guidance in the profession. He's had a profound impact on my career. Once I took the 5-Path training that Cal just held up, once I took that, I felt ready. I started seeing clients right away. I had my first client 3 days after I finished that training, and I've been going ever since, so it's fantastic to be here. And Cal, why don't you take it from there and tell everybody what we're doing today?
All right. Thank you very much, Erica. Hey, I got a newsflash before we get into it. Before I get into the 5 money blocks that hypnotists are experiencing, keeping them from really making the kind of income they should, is just in Denmark Hypnosis Conference, FHHD's annual conference and general assembly, September 22nd to September 23rd. And at least half of those guys are five pathers, and that's why I've been asked to go, and that's why I'm going to support them. The only conference I ever go to is the National Guild of Hypnotists, but because this one was really started by, and most of them are five pathers, I thought I would go ahead and go there and do a talk. And I'm going to be on a panel discussion. I'm also going to be a two-hour talk on how to use age regression hypnosis for just about everything. And then, for you seven path practitioners out there, you guys who are doing seven path self-hypnosis, how about I'm going to be teaching for the very first time in Europe the one through five ultimate recognitions. So that super advanced form of self-hypnosis. Now, guess what? I'm really talking to everyone who would want to go. We have a phone problem. We're going to cut here and come back. Okay, we're back. Oh, we had a little phone drop there. I don't know why, but let me continue. So if you want to know, if you, anyone who wants to go to Denmark for this conference and general assembly, for this training of mine and some other speakers that are going to be there, please go to https://FHHD. That's like F like Fox, H like Henry, and then another H like Henry, and a D like David. So it's like Frank, Henry, Henry, David. FHHD.DK. Let me put this in my computer and see if it'll work without all that HTTP stuff. So FHHD.DK. Bam. And let's see if that comes up without that stuff. Yep, it automatically fills in the HTTPS. So good. All you need to do is put in, if you're using Chrome anyway, all you got to do is use FHHD.DK. All right. So if you're in Europe, gosh, come and see me. If you're in Scandinavia, come and see me. It'd be awesome to see you guys in Denmark.
Or if you want to visit that part of the world, right, Cal? I mean, hey, I would love to go and see that part of the world, see a bunch of five-pathers, see you on the panel. I think that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, or whatever they say in Denmark. But they're very friendly out there, nice people. And I'm really happy to be able to do that. It's really hard to get me out of the country. You know, if I got time off, I'm out on my Harley riding around somewhere. So like in September, I'm riding to Kentucky and back. And so, gosh, yeah, let's get on with it.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. Is this conference in English? I'm assuming it is.
Yes. I was looking at all the speakers, and it looks like it's all going to be in English.
Okay.
I'm going to be in English, and that's what matters.
Yeah, okay.
No, I know.
You don't have to learn Danish to go there.
Yeah, I got their webpage up. I don't want to spend too much time on this. But, gosh, where is it? They have, if you go there, they've got a list of who's going to be speaking and stuff. And, of course, while I got the camera running here, I can't come up with it because I don't want to spend too much time. Oh, there's the events link. Maybe we'll come up. There's one fella I wanted to mention, and he's right here. I don't know his... he's a well-known hypnotist in the United States, and obviously he's going to be speaking English and stuff, but gosh. So go to FHHD.DK and all the information's on there. Let's get to talking about this doggone five money blocks. So there's so many, you know, hypnotists, sometimes I think they're money phobic. It's like, oh no, you know, I want to be a professional hypnotist, but I don't feel good about making money. And because they don't feel good about making money, sometimes they just make some money mistakes. And so Erica put to about four of them that she thinks is you know, among the most important things for us to discuss. So, survey said, number one, Erica?
Number one, not charging at all or not knowing how to ask for money. This goes to what you were just saying, Cal. In my experience, a lot of hypnotists love helping people, so they feel weird asking for money. And a lot of them don't have a lot of experience asking for money. So what I tell them is, you know, you just say, how would you like to pay for that today? It's really easy. So It can be that easy just to ask, how would you like to pay for that today? When your client is sitting there in front of you. But I'm sure you have something else to say on this, Cal, not charging at all or feeling uncomfortable charging for services. What do you think about that?
First of all, you folks have got to understand that people only value what they put time, money, and effort into. And if you're not charging, they're not going to take you seriously. You ask them to do something, and then, I'll give it a shot. But if they're paying, real cash money or even credit card money, and they're thinking, wow, I'm paying, $100, $200, $300 a session, I better do what this hypnotist tells me to do and take it seriously. So not charging is really ripping your clients off. How's that?
Yep. And it doesn't do any service to hypnosis either, because what can happen is clients, their perception is that hypnosis didn't work because they didn't get their results because they weren't invested in it. They literally weren't financially invested in it. And so now they're thinking, oh, geez, hypnosis doesn't work. So it's not good for the profession either to not charge for your services.
Exactly.
All right, number two. Not charging enough for your services. So to go back to what Cal was just saying, clients don't value what they get for free. So we want you to charge enough for your services. It's not just to, put a whole bunch of money in your bank account, right? I mean, the things that I do in my business and the things that Cal does in his business, these things cost money. So the more money my business has coming in, the more things I get to do with hypnosis and help more people. That's how I think about it. What about you, Cal?
All right, pay attention to me. I'm going to tell you something that is profound. What is money? Oh, money is the root of all evil. Balderdash. Money. You got good people like you and me and Erica, Celeste Hackett, other hypnotists. Money doesn't suddenly turn them evil. What money really is ability. Money is ability. And when good people have money, they have the ability to do good things. So if you're a good person, I believe you are, because, why would you be wanting to go into a helping profession if you weren't a good person? Money is good. How's that sound, Erica?
Yeah, exactly. It's good. It's what you do with it. So I don't want anybody feeling bad about accepting money for services. You're going to get better results for your clients. And that money, part of it should go to you and support you and your family so that you're not scraping. You don't have to have a second job. You can be a full-time hypnotist, what Cal calls a one percenter, make a full-time living as a hypnotist, the best in the best of the profession. You can do that. Charge enough for your services so that you can give people the best quality work. And all right, so let's move on to number three. Not requiring prepaying for sessions. So I see this problem all of the time.
I want to say something to the hypnotist before we move on to this next thing. If you feel guilty about making money, you need to go see a good hypnotist. You need to go see Erica Flint. You need to come see me. You need to see someone that is good so that you can get over it. Because if you're letting hang-ups about money keep you from being successful, the other side of that coin is you're not helping all kinds of people. In a career in hypnosis, you start off with helping that first 1, 2, 3, 4 people, but over the course of your career, you help thousands of people. So do what you got to do to get over it. Okay, I had to say that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So if this is an issue for you, you can go see a hypnotist, right?
Exactly.
All right, anything else on that, Cal?
No, I'm done.
Okay, very good, thank you. All right, third one, not requiring prepayment for sessions. I see a lot of new grads struggle with this. They don't require prepayment for sessions, and then they get frustrated when clients change or show up late or don't show up at all. So there's an easy way to solve this problem, and that's requiring prepayment. What do you think about that, Cal? I mean, this is coming directly from you and Maureen and what you guys teach. So this is not a surprise, I'm sure.
Yeah, we learned by doing it. I mean, 22 years ago, we opened the Hypnosis Center, which is now the Banyan Hypnosis Center, and we saw what worked and didn't work, and I figured out right away, guess what? This isn't a restaurant where you get services and then get paid. And like I said before, people only value what they put time, money, and effort into. So when you get the money up front, they come in with the attitude of, oh, you know, I really want to get the most I can out of this. I'm going to follow this hypnotist instructions to the letter because I want this to work. Where if they think, I'll pay afterwards, I'll see how it goes, and if I don't really like it, maybe I won't pay them, and that kind of thing. You want them to be all in right from the beginning. Is that one of the things you thought about?
Yeah, absolutely. And to take that one step further, I think some people actually aren't really serious about signing up unless they put that money down. And so for some people, they might be thinking that they'll sign up and they might change their mind later. If they don't feel like it, they might just change their mind later. So now you have people signing up that aren't really committed to begin with because they didn't give you any money, right? So this will be frustrating for you. I call this churn in your schedule where people are canceling and then now you have an open spot on your schedule and you want to fill that. And we just want to limit that amount of churn and kind of static in your schedule. Get people that are committed. You know they're committed by making that financial commitment onto your calendar. You know they're going to show up. And then you get to show up and do really awesome work with them.
Excellent points.
Yeah. All right. Number four, not signing people up for packages to do complete work. So this is when you sign somebody up for maybe, I've seen some hypnotists, they'll just try to do one session. Well, we'll do one session and see how it goes. And that's just not the right approach, right, Cal?
You know what? The deal is they have to be all in. You can't be tentative. You're exactly right, Erica. We've been doing that for a long, long time. We even offer a discount for packages. So it's like a double whammy. When we offer a discount for packages, then what happens is they're more likely to sign up for the sessions, and they're more likely to show up, and they're more likely to show up with the proper mental attitude. Let them, you know, if you offer a service that isn't a one-shot, fly and hope, seat of the pants kind of hypnosis, and you have a process like Five Path, then you want people to be bought into that process before they come through your door.
Yep. And when people do that, they already start making the change. Have you seen that, Cal? They sign up with you, they sign up for the full thing, they give you some money to hold that first session or the deposit, whatever you want to call it, they're paying for that session. They're already starting to make the change because guess what? They have just committed to working on this and they've hired a professional. So I have a lot of clients who after that very first initial consultation, when they sign up with me and they give me a deposit for the sessions and they're signed up for the full package, they say, Erica, I already feel better. I already feel better because I know this is going to resolve it. Has that, I'm sure, happened to you, Cal?
Well, really, and you know, phase one, Five Path has five phases. Phase one, it starts with the very first contact, and the purpose, the goal of phase one, which is preparation of the client, and then hypnotize them, testing and convincing that they're hypnotized, the preparation is being done from the very first contact and making the appointment. The goal of phase one is to have a hopeful somnambulistic client. Now, you can't get a somnambulistic client until you've hypnotized them, but if you've closed the deal right and made those sessions, now they've gone from a feeling of hopelessness and frustration into a state of hopefulness. And hopefulness is a much better state to be in to make any kind of positive change in your life. Good observation.
Yes, very good. All right, so let's move on to number five is offering guarantees. Always a mistake to offer guarantees to our clients for a variety of reasons, but one, they need to know that the change that they are making is up to them, right, Cal? And this is something I know you teach and believe in, not offering guarantees. So what do you want to say about that?
You know, I think that people use hypnotists use guarantees as kind of a sales tool, right? That's what it's for. And the problem, there's many, many problems with offering guarantees. First of all, it's a lie. You cannot guarantee that your client is going to change. So right off, it's a lie. Second of all is that it takes some of the responsibility for the change off of the client. So the best example, I think it was Don Motton that gave me this example. And he says, you know, if you guarantee a stop smoking series of sessions, and let's say they spent $500, and you said, oh, you know, if ever you smoke again, don't worry about it, I'll give you your money back, right? Or if you ever smoke again, don't worry, we can do hypnosis again free of charge. Well, you know, and the guy's doing good or the gal's doing good. And one day, it might be a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, that, you know, they're out at a party, maybe in a bar with their friends that they used to drink and smoke with, and all of a sudden they get this thought, boy, it'd be nice to have a cigarette with my buddies. Now, if it's guaranteed, they'll go, ah, what the heck? I can always get more hypnosis sessions. Or actually, if that cigarette, not only do I have the pleasure of the cigarette, I also get a $500 bonus because I get my money back. So, I mean, that's bad. But if you don't guarantee, and the person's in exactly the same situation, and they get that twinge, that thought, I won't, it'd be nice to have a cigarette. They go, and then the brain goes, no way. You just spent $500 to quit smoking, and there's no way you're going to throw that away on having a stupid cigarette. You see, so the psychology of not offering guarantees is obvious. One more thing. Now say, oh, well, I have to do a guarantee because so-and-so in my town does a guarantee. I say, this is what you're going to do. I want you to look at his guarantee or her guarantee. What is the guarantee? Very, very few times does a hypnotist say, I will give all your money back if you don't succeed. What they usually say is, you can have more sessions. So if the potential client calls up and says, well, so-and-so guarantees, I would say, well, their guarantee is meaningless. And they go, what do you mean by that? Well, their guarantee is that if you fail because of what I'm offering you as hypnosis, if my hypnosis doesn't work, then you can have more of what doesn't work. Does that make any sense? If their hypnosis process or session didn't work, the guarantee is you can have more of what didn't work. And I would just tell that person, guarantees in the world of hypnosis are meaningless. How's that?
That's fantastic. I'm laughing over here because do you want more of what didn't work? Of course not. As a matter of fact, we get clients here all the time who have been, because there is somebody in town who does the guarantee, for a stop smoking, single stop smoking session, and we get those clients. So they come to us because they don't like the fact that it didn't work once and they don't want to go back for the same type of session. So don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't worry about what other hypnotists in your area are doing with those guarantees. You focus on delivering the highest quality, best hypnosis work that you can do. The client's results will speak for itself and grow your business that way. Right, Cal?
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, that's the top five common money blocks for hypnotists. Anything else you want to add to that, Cal?
I just want to say that's a really good topic because, you know, one of the things I was pondering before we started this video series was, you know, there's just some things that need to be done in our profession, and one of the big things that needs to be done is we need some more good, high quality hypnotists out there like the Five Pathers who are, you know, full time in the profession, or if they want to be half-time because they don't want to work full-time, maybe they're a mom or a dad and they've got other obligations, but they're doing 20 hours a week. You know, we need more hypnotists out there doing really great work and making really great incomes. And so I hope that the hypnotists out there around the world are going to be learning from what we're teaching them. Thank you, Erica.
Very good. Well, I'm Erica Flint. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com, and I hope to see you in class soon. My next class is in October and then January. Bye for now.
All right. Hey, and everybody around the world, of course, Erica's a trainer. You can check her website to get her upcoming training courses. And then also go to calbanion.com and click on the live training. And you can see when my courses are coming up. My next one is October 1st through the 12th with the weekend off in the middle. And I'd love to see you in class. We're scheduling for next year right now. You can give us a call and give us your input. And we might take that into consideration as we're scheduling for 2019. And I'll see you at the NGH convention. I should be able to get this out before the NGH convention. All right. Over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.